Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's exciting today because we are in the Word of God. Welcome to this teaching. I know you're prepared to receive from the Lord. We have shared a lot of things in the previous weeks that are very key, that are very important to the life of the believer. And I know that you've learned a lot. There is a lot you've taken in. And I thank the Holy Spirit for teaching us. He's the greatest teacher. And I know that He has inspired us to teach you. And you have been inspired by the teaching. We started by looking at the power of a spirit-filled life. And we looked at the importance and the urgency of being filled and being baptized by the Holy Spirit. We know that there are a lot of believers that have not taken this seriously. And they are missing a lot in this life. You and I will not miss this. We go for it. We want everything that God has prepared for us. We want to take everything that is ours. We don't want to get to heaven and see how much we missed on earth. There is 100% for you here on earth before you go for the 100% in heaven. We also looked at how to receive the Holy Spirit, how to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we say that one must be born again to receive and to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And that was an amazing teaching. We talked about the inward experience and talked about the outward experience. And we said for one to receive the outward experience, you must first of all receive the inward experience. What an amazing teaching that was. And I know that a lot of people have been blessed. Praise God. Because we've talked about so many things that churches are no longer talking about. Not so many churches are giving the Holy Spirit the first place. And yet here on earth, there is nothing we can do as believers without the Holy Spirit. We cannot manifest the kingdom of God without the Holy Spirit. And today we're going to look at the benefits of speaking in tongues. We should speak in tongues every day. You know, I take hours a day to speak in tongues. You know, just today I've taken about 2.5 hours just speaking in tongues. So when I talk about the benefits of speaking in tongues, I know what I'm talking about. I get a lot of benefits out of this. Let's take our first reading from Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And we read up to verse 4.
Tugenda kusoma esomo lya Feliso kokuva mu kitabo kyebikola bya batume sola 2 tusoma nnyo kusoka okutuka ku lwokuna.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Awolunaku lwa Pentecost bwe lwatu kabona bali wamu mu kifo kimu.
The Bible says suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Bible yegamulu okubiri nti amangu ago okuwuma ne kuba kugulu ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi nejjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali batudde.
And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Bible egamba nti olwo newaba ne walabika ku bo ennimi ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Olwokuna bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Mutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi ez'enjawulo endala nga Omwoyo bwe yaziba okuzoogera.
You see, there is always a manifestation of God's presence.
Bulijjo wabeerawo okulabisibwa kw'okubeera kwa Katonda.
When people receive the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Abantu bwe batoola Omwoyo Mutukuvu nga waliwo akabonero k'okwogera mu nnimi.
Always. When people are baptized with the Holy Spirit, there is a manifestation of God. But the manifestation of God at the moment of being baptized does not end there. That manifestation continues even when you begin the lifestyle of speaking in tongues. You know, what happens at the day of conversion, it is something that stays with you every time you begin to speak in tongues. The Bible says in verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind.
Bible egamye mu lunyolo okubiri nti amangu ago kuwuuma ne kuba muggulu ng'empewo ewuuma n'amaanyi.
That wind doesn't go back to heaven.
Empewo yejja teddayo muggulu.
That wind that comes at the day of conversion.
Empewo yejja ku lunaku olw'okukyusibwa.
And that wind that comes on the day of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
N'empewo yejja ku lunaku olw'okuba obatiziddwa Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
It is a wind that stays with us.
Ekika ky'empewo ekyo kisigala wamu naffe.
So how do we activate that wind?
Katuteeka tutya mu nkola empewo eyo?
That comes from heaven at the moment of baptism.
Eva mu ggulu kaseera
kakokubatizibwa. The moment of being baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Mu kaseera kakokubatizibwa Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
We activate it when we speak in tongues, when we keep on speaking in tongues.
Tujiteeka mu nkola bwe tusigala nga twogera mu nnimi bulijjo.
So today, when I prayed in tongues for 2.5 hours, just praying in tongues.
Olwaleero bwe nasabye essaawa bbiri n'ekitundu nga nsaba mu nnimi.
I activated that wind.
Natadde mu nkola empewo
eyo. It's a rushing might wind.
Mpewo ewuuma n'amaanyi.
It stays.
Esigalawo.
And the Bible says it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Ne Bible ga nejjuza ennyumba yonna mwe baali
batudde. So how do we keep it where we are?
Katugisigaza tya
we tuli. Is when we pray in tongues.
Bwe tusaba mu nnimi.
When you go rabba zegerere buji kantarararara baga zegerere, you activate the wind.
Bwe mu seddobozi n'osaba mu nnimi oba oteeka mu nkola empewo eyo.
It fills where you're sitting. It fills your life.
Ejjuza obulamu bwejjuzaawo obadde otudde.
Praise God.
Mukama yebaza.
So that is a manifestation that we keep.
Kati okwo kulabisibwa kwe tukuuma.
How do we keep this manifestation of God's presence in our life?
Tukuma tyo kuberaho kwa Katonda kuno mulamu bwaffe.
That came when we got baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Eye okukujja bwe twana tubatizidwa Mwoyo
Mutukuvu. Oh, how do you keep that manifestation of God's presence that will come to you who has not been baptized when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit?
Obona kumotyo kuberaho kwa Katonda okukujja kugwe gwatana kubatizibwa Mwoyo Mutukuvu. Obwo omaze okubatizibwa Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
Is when you keep on speaking in tongues.
Bona sigala ngo yogera mu nnimi.
So now we're going to look at 9 benefits of praying in the Holy Spirit.
Katugenda kulaba emiganyulo mwenda egiri mu kusabira mu Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
Oh, 9 benefits of speaking in tongues or praying in tongues.
Obe emiganyulo omwenda egiri mu kuwanga omuntu asabira mu nnimi.
Number 1,
soka.
You build up yourself in the Spirit.
Ozimba obulamu bwo mu Mwoyo.
You build up yourself in the Spirit.
Ozimba obulamu bwo mu Mwoyo.
Jude chapter 1 verse 20.
Mu kitabo kya Yuda esula esoko nyolo abiri.
But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Naye mwe abaagalwa bwe mwezimba okukkiriza kwammwe okutukuvu ennyo nga musaba mu Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
So we build up ourselves on our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, by speaking in tongues.
Tuzimba obulamu bwaffe n'obutuukirivu bwaffe obungi nga tusabira mu nnimi.
When you begin to pray in tongues,
bw'otandika okusabira mu nnimi,
you're building your most holy faith. You're building up your innermost being. It builds you up. So we know how to build ourselves up. It's by speaking tongues. When you feel tired, when you feel discouraged, when you feel worn out, when you feel
stress,
you pray in tongues. You pray in tongues. When you feel like there's confusion that is trying to come in, begin to pray in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. You build up your innermost spirit. So now you know how to kick out stress and depression and tiredness. You know how to encourage yourself in the Lord. Praise God. Before you make any decision, before you take any direction, pray in tongues. Build up yourself. You know, tap into that wisdom of God. And of course, God will lead you and show you and teach you and guide you by the way you should go. Now that's benefit one. That is what we receive when we pray in the Spirit. Number two, the Holy Spirit is not a respecter of men. He fills all. You know, I mentioned in the beginning as we started that the wind that comes is maintained by speaking in tongues every day. And so the Holy Spirit continues to fill you with wisdom, power, knowledge, insights. He inspires you. He keeps you in check. He leads you. He comforts you. So you need to activate that wind by speaking in tongues every day. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. The Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. All were filled with the Holy Ghost. So all of us can stay in that place where we are daily inspired and filled with the Holy Spirit. He is not a respecter of men. This that I'm talking about is not for some people. The life I'm speaking about is not only my life. Because I'm a pastor, I'm a man of God.
But
it's for everyone. This experience is for everyone. This benefit is for everyone. Keeping the wind activated. Keeping the rivers activated. Keeping heaven open. The wind is coming all the time, all the time. So when you open up your shop, first pray in tongues before customers come in. Keep the wind around your shop.
Praise God.
When you wake up in the morning, keep the wind around your house. Keep the rivers flow. Keep heaven open by praying in tongues. Praise God. By praying in tongues. Glory to God. Amen. So the Bible says, all were filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The Bible says, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Bible yegama Petero n'abagamba nti mwenenye mubatizibwe buli muntu mumwe okuyingira mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo okujibwako ebibi byammwe munaaweebwa ekirabo gwe Mwoyo Mutukuvu.
And it says in verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Asatu mwenda agamba kubanga okusubizibwa kwa mwemwe era kwa abana bammwe nabo bonna abali ewala bonna abaliyitibwa Mukama waffe.
So now this promise is for all people.
Kitegeeza nti n'ekisuubizo ky'abantu bonna.
So this wind, that this manifestation of God is for all people.
Okulabisibwa kuno embuyaga eno ey'okulabisibwa kwa Katonda y'abantu bonna.
All of us can go with it everywhere we go.
Era ffenna tusobola okutambula nako ne tugenda buli wamu we tulaga.
Even those that are not born again yet,
n'abo abatanaakulokoka,
that will be born again,
abanaatera okulokoka,
this is for them.
Kino kyabwe.
It is a promise.
Kino kisuubizo.
And what this promise comes with is for all and it stays.
Subizo kino kikijja nakyo nti kyabonna era kisigala naffe.
Praise God.
Mukama ibazibwe.
Number three. Let's look at number three. Point number three.
Katunuyo muganyulo ogwokusatu.
The Holy Spirit gives utterance.
Omwoyo mutukuvu awo okwatula.
Let's look at Acts chapter 2 verse 4.
Katunulire ebikolwa byatume sura 2 onyolo okuna.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Bonna ne bajula omwoyo mutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala nga omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
So when you get baptized in the Holy Spirit,
kati bw'obatizibwa mu mwoyo mutukuvu,
he gives you utterance.
Akuwa ebyokwogera.
When you begin to speak in tongues,
bw'otandika okwogera mu nnimi,
you receive utterance.
Ofuna ebyokwogera.
Power to express yourself.
Ofuna amaanyi ag'okubanga weeyogerako.
In the realm of the Spirit.
Munsi ey'omwoyo.
In the realm of God.
Munsi ya Katonda.
He gives you power to speak.
Akuwa amaanyi ag'okubanga.
So every time you speak in tongues,
kati buli lw'oyogera mu nnimi,
the Holy Spirit continues to give you utterance. You utter.
Agenda maaso n'okuwa ebyokwogera.
He gives you the language.
Akuwa olulimi.
He gives you the power of language.
Akuwa amaanyi ag'olulimi.
That spiritual language.
Olulimi olw'omwoyo.
And you enter the realm of God.
N'oyingira munsi ya
Katonda. And you begin to speak to God. You begin to speak to God. You begin to utter, you begin to speak things, great things that you don't even understand.
Otandika okwogera ebintu eby'amaanyi ebimu by'otategeera na kutegeera.
So how do you keep this going on?
Kati okuuma otya kino nga kigenda mu maaso?
How do you keep this, the power of this language, how do you keep it in your life?
Amaanyi ag'olulimi luno ogakuuma otya mu bulamu
bwo? It's by speaking in tongues.
Kwe kubanga osigala ng'oyogera mu nnimi.
Every day.
Buli lunaku.
So child of God, take some time and speak in tongues every day.
Kati mwana Katonda kufuna ekiseera oyogere mu nnimi buli lunaku.
Imagine if you can take an hour speaking in tongues, receiving utterance.
Teebereza bw'omala essaawa nnamba ng'oyogera mu nnimi ng'ofuna ebyokwogera.
There are a lot of things we don't know how to deal with.
Waliwo ebintu bingi otamanyi ngeri ya bikwasaganyamu.
You don't know even how to pray about them.
Nga tetumanyi na ngeri ya kubisabira.
You don't know how to command them.
Tomanyi ngeri ya kubiragira.
You wake up and you don't know how to command your day.
Ozuka naye nga tomanyi ngeri ya kulagiramu lunaku lwo.
But when you speak in tongues,
ne bw'oyogera mu nnimi,
the Holy Spirit continues to give you utterance.
Omwoyo mutukuvu agenda maaso n'okuwa ebyokwogera.
Power to speak.
Akuwa amaanyi ag'okwatula.
He gives words to speak.
Akuwa ebigambo ebyokwatula.
Powerful words that change destiny.
Ebigambo eby'amaanyi ebikyusa amagenda go.
That is a benefit that you don't have to miss on a daily basis.
Ekyo gwe muganyulo ogwotandika kusubwa buli lunaku.
This is yours.
Kino kikyo.
You can have it.
Osobola okuba nakyo.
You know, there are things in your life that you can't explain, you don't know how they are happening.
Waliwo ebintu mu bulamu by'otasobola kunnyonnyola, tomanyi ngeri gye bibaddewo.
You know, things that are happening, you don't know where they're coming from.
Ebintu bibeerawo ne tomanyi na gye bivudde.
You don't even know how to name them.
Tomanyi na ngeri ya kubiyita mu mannya.
You don't know how to explain.
Tomanyi na ngeri ya kubinnyonnyola.
Begin speaking tongues.
Tandika okwogerako mu
nnimi. You begin to deal with them in the realm of the Spirit.
Otandika okubikwasaganya mu nsi ey'omwoyo.
Because the Holy Spirit gives you utterance.
Kubanga omwoyo mutukuvu akuwa
okwatula. And you don't have to explain to them, to yourself or to people around you.
Era totekwa na kunnyonnyola nnyo bantu banja bakwetolodde.
But when you enter the realm of God,
ne bw'oyingira mu nsi ya Katonda,
you get the language,
ofuna olulimi,
that deals with these issues.
Olukwasaganya ebizibu bino.
The Holy Spirit gives you the language,
omwoyo mutukuvu akolulimi,
that deals with issues,
olukwasaganya ebizibu,
that commands these things to leave,
olulagira ebintu bino okuvaawo,
and to go in the place where they deserve to be.
Ne bigenda mu kifo kyoyiteeka okubeera.
So the Holy Spirit, when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit will give you the language that deals with issues of life.
Kakati bw'osaba mu nnimi, omwoyo mutukuvu akuwa olulimi olukwasaganya ebizibu by'omwoyo.
Number four.
Kyokuna.
When you pray in tongues,
bw'osaba mu mwoyo,
your spirit prays beyond every limitation.
Omwoyo asaba okusukkuluma ekiziyiza kyonna.
1 Corinthians 14.
Abakolinsi ekisooka 14.
Verse 14.
For
if I pray in unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful.
kubanga bwe nsaba mu lulimi olw'omwoyo omwoyo gwange gusaba naye amagezi gange tegabala bibala.
You need to keep yourself in a place where your spirit is above your mind.
Oteekwa okukuuma okubeera mu kifo ng'omwoyo wali waggulu w'endowooza yo.
Because your mind limits you.
Kubanga endowooza yekuziyiza.
Our thinking limits us.
Endowooza zaffe zitulemesa.
Our carnal understanding limits us.
Okutegeera kwaffe okw'omubiri kutulemesa.
But when we begin to pray in tongues,
ne bwe tutandika okusaba mu nnimi,
we go beyond our carnal understanding.
Tugenda okusukkuluma ku ntegeera yaffe ey'omubiri.
And your spirit begins to speak, to pray.
N'omwoyo n'atandika okwogera, n'atandika okwogera nga talina kiziyiza.
You know, there is a place where you need to go beyond your mind.
Waliwo ekifo woteka okutuuka ng'osukkuluma ku ndowooza yo.
You go beyond the limitations of your mind.
Ng'osukkuluma ku biziyiza eby'endowooza
yo. Your mind is limited.
Kubanga endowooza yekulemesa.
So praying in tongues takes you beyond these limitations.
Kati okusaba mu nnimi kukutwala okusukkuluma ku biziyiza bino.
Praying in tongues takes your spirit and enter the realm of God and begin to speak about things that you can't understand in the carnal thinking.
Okusaba mu nnimi kukutwala mu kifo ekiyitibwa ensi ya Katonda tutandika okwogera ku bintu by'otasobola kutegeera n'amagezi ga mubiri.
Praying in tongues helps your spirit to travel.
Okusaba mu nnimi kuyamba omwoyo okubanga atambula.
Beyond your physical circumstances.
Okusukkuluma ku nsalo ez'omubiri.
Your spirit travels beyond the limitations of the carnal thinking.
Omwoyo atambula n'asukkuluma ku biziyiza eby'endowooza ey'omubiri.
There are places you come to in life and it looks like, you know, life is ending there.
Waliwo ekifo w'otuuka mu bulamu n'olabanga obulamu obukomye.
There's so much confusion, there's so much going on.
Ngaliwo okutabulatabula kungi, waliwo ebigenda mu maaso bingi.
You can't see the light of the day.
Tosobola kulaba kitangala kya lunaku.
And you don't see beyond that point.
Nga tosobola kulaba kusukkuluma w'oli.
When you begin to pray in tongues,
otandika okusaba mu nnimi.
You see things beyond that.
Otandika okulaba ebintu okusukkuluma
kaawo. You see your future beyond where you are.
Olaba mu maaso by'okusukkuluma w'oli.
This is how you know the end is great.
W'omanyira nti enkomerero y'amaanyi.
Because praying in tongues takes you beyond your small beginning.
Kubanga okusaba mu nnimi kukutwala okusukkuluma ku ntandikwa y'entono.
Your spirit is not limited in seeing.
Omwoyo nga taliiko kiziyiza mu kulaba.
Praying in tongues gives you a vision.
Okusaba mu nnimi kukuwa okwolesebwa.
Gives you sight that is beyond where you are.
Kukuwa okulaba okusukkuluma kwawo w'oli.
Gives you insights.
Kukuwa okutegeera.
For living.
Okw'okubeerawo.
Praise God.
Mukama yeebazibwe.
This is what people miss.
Kino abantu kye basubwa bwe batasaba mu nnimi.
People are limited in their thinking because they don't pray in tongues.
Abantu balina okuziyizibwa mu ndowooza yaabwe kuba tebasaba mu nnimi.
You know, every time I pray in tongues I get visions.
Buli lwe nsaba mu nnimi nfuna okwolesebwa.
I get visions when I'm praying in tongues.
Nfuna okwolesebwa bwe nsaba mu nnimi.
I get understanding of the future when I pray in tongues.
Nfuna okutegeera eby'omu maaso bwe nsaba mu nnimi.
I see the future concerning my family.
Ndaba eby'omu maaso ebikwata ku familia yange.
I see the future concerning my ministry.
Ndaba eby'omu maaso ebikwata ku.
That's why sometimes we say things that people do not understand.
Yesonga lwachi olusitwogera ebintu abantu
bibatategeera. Because we are speaking in the future.
Kubanga twogera mu byomumaaso.
And our spirits have been elevated beyond every limitation.
N'emyoyo gyaffe nga giyimusiddwa okusukkuluma ku kiziyiza kyonna.
But those that have not been given this benefit, they don't understand what we are talking about.
Naye abo batanafuna muganyulo guno tebategeera kiki kyetwogerako.
Praise God.
Mukama yeebazibwe.
So I'm going to suggest that we pray in tongues right now.
Ngenda kuba nga ntesa tusabeko mu nnimi kaakano.
We'll continue with number 5 in the next teaching.
Tujja kweyongerayo n'omuganyulo gw'okutaano mu kusomesa
okuddako. So I'm going to ask the generation leaders to organize your families and let's take some time to pray in tongues.
Ngenda kusaba ba generation leaders mutereeze bannammwe be mukulembera mutandika okusaba mu nnimi.
As we pray in tongues,
nga tusaba mu nnimi,
you're going to receive visions.
Ogenda funa okwolesebwa.
Some of you are going to receive open visions.
Abamu ogenda funa okwolesebwa okw'obuliwo.
Others are going to see the things that have been limiting you and how to remove them.
Abalala mugenda kulaba ebibadde bibaziyiza n'engeri y'okubiggyawo.
And others are going to be led by the way you should go.
Abalala mugenda kulemberwa okugenda mu kkubo lye muteekwa okubeeramu.
As we pray in tongues,
nga tusaba mu nnimi,
your spirit is going to discover things that you have never seen in this life.
Omwoyo agenda kuzuula ebintu by'otalabangako mu bulamu buno.
As we pray in tongues,
nga tusaba mu nnimi,
you're going to experience supernatural things.
Ogenda kuba ng'otambulira mu maanyi ag'obwakatonda.
Praise God.
Mukama yeebazibwe.
God is giving you a supernatural life.
Katonda kuwa obulamu obwa manya go bwa
Katonda. God is giving you a supernatural life.
Akuwa obulamu obujudde amanya go bwa Katonda.
As you pray in tongues today.
Ngosaba munimirire.
Get ready for the supernatural.
Tandi kokwetekira umanya go bwa Katonda.
Get ready for the supernatural.
Wetekete kulwa amanya go bwa
Katonda. Sharabagazan tararabagazigerere.
Ribosi karamaka.
Mandararabagazigororobozan.
Shakorobokosi kataramaka.
Masan tararararabagazigerere.
Rikazekendiribuzi kataraba.
Robo shararaba. Magaza
ndirebo shima karabakazan
tarararabagaya ndirebo zagaya rararara orabagazan tarararabagazan tererere mazan tarabagazan tererebo zigaya
ndararara
oh zarararararaba ndirebo zan tarararaba rakaya ndarama mama zekerere mazan tererebo zakaya ndararara orabakaya ndarama mama zekerere mazan tarabagazan taya rekentururubu Mazekerere Rigo Tororobo Zagayandere Magazayanda Rabagaza Roson Torobogo Rakayanda Ramaga Rico Tororobo Zagayanda Raraba Manda Rabagaya Ricanta Rarararaba Ricanta Rarararaba You receive insight. You receive vision. You receive vision. You receive vision. Zekerebo Zakaya. You receive insight. Zekin Darabaga. Rosoto Rabaga Rekento Rabagaza Tararabaga Rekonto Robozika Mazente Mazan Tarararaba Mazente Zikan Tarararaba Oh Zagaya Oh Zagaya Oh Zagaya Oh Zagaya Oh Zagaya
Shima
Oh Zagaya Oh Zagaya 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 Oh Zagaya 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 Oh Zagaya 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 Oh Zagaya 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 Oh Zagaya 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 Darabagaza Rekonto Roboko Zagaya Zagaya Zagaya, 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 You receive vision, you receive sight, you see things you've never seen before, you hear things you've never heard before, you go into places you've never gone before, in the realm of the spirit, Magazegerere. Thank you, Jesus. Continue praying in tongues where you are. Our time is gone here in the studios, but you, where you are, please go ahead and pray. I declare that nothing missing and nothing broken.
Hallelujah.